I guess I should shut off the lights and let you go to sleep. Unless you want a goodnight kiss. Does Mom still kiss you goodnight when she tucks you in? Yeah? Okay. Would you like a kiss from me, too? No, it's okay, cutie. I don't mind. I mean, it's been a while since I've kissed you, and maybe I miss it. Here. Aw, that was nice. You've got really soft lips, little brother. How about one more kiss? As a reward for being such a good little boy for your big sister. You like that, didn't you, little boy? That stunned look on your face is so precious. You're blushing too, baby brother. That's so adorable. I tell you what, Mom only said that you had to be in bed by 9, okay? She didn't say you had to be asleep by 9. So, I can hang out here with you for a little while until you get sleepy, if you'd like that. That sound good? Okay, good. Because there's something I kind of wanted to talk to you about. But first, scoot over and make some room for me. Oh, you don't have to move over that far, little boy. Hey, come on, cuddle with me. I promise I won't bite. Gosh. So, you know you can trust me, right? Uh-huh. Good. Because this is gonna be maybe an awkward conversation for you, and I don't want you to worry about anything I'm about to say, okay? I know you're gonna be embarrassed, but you need to keep in mind that you're safe with me. Your secrets are safe with me, too. Do you know what secrets I'm talking about? No? Okay. Well, the first one is that I know that you have a really little dick. Yeah, I thought that might be hard for you to hear. No guy wants to hear that, especially not from a girl. But it's okay. You know that, right? It's okay to have a little dick. Most girls don't care about penis size that much, and if the guy is sweet, like you, it doesn't matter if he has a little dick at all. I don't think of you any differently because your penis is so small. I don't love you any less than I did before, but it was kind of a shock the way I found out. It was a complete surprise and an accident. I actually walked in on you masturbating one night when I got home late from practice. I poked my head in here to say goodnight, and there you were, naked in bed and gently stroking your tiny little penis. And I just stood there, just staring for a whole minute, trying to wrap my head around what I was seeing. There was my little brother, who I didn't even think knew about masturbation yet, lying on top of his bed, naked, wearing his headphones. with his eyes closed and just gently stroking the tiniest little dick I'd ever seen. I knew it was wrong for me to be there, but I couldn't look away. When the shock wore off, I had the urge to laugh out loud because the scene was just so strange, but I didn't want you to know I was there. So I backed out of the room and watched for a few more minutes from the hallway. As I watched, I became so very curious what you were listening to. What it was that was making this horny little boy stroke himself so gently, so slowly to prolong that orgasm. And when he finally did come, oh my God. I'd never seen anyone come that hard and that much. You might have a baby dick, but you come like a porn star, little bro. Anyway, I was desperate to know what you were listening to, so the next morning I came in here and checked the browser history on your phone, and that, baby brother, is how I found out your second secret. I would never have thought that a sweet, innocent little boy like you, that my own baby brother, would be so addicted to incest porn. That's right, little boy. I know all about it. Your phone is completely loaded with it. Every search you make has something to do with big sisters or busty sisters or busty brunette big sisters who love their little brothers. You even have a whole file of videos labeled POV Big Sister Blowjobs. And that brings us to our third secret, doesn't it, little bro? This one, I'm not sure of, but I think I'm right about it. A lot of the girls in those videos all look kind of the same, didn't they? They're all brunettes. They all had big tits, and several of them were wearing Catholic schoolgirl outfits. Kind of like the outfits I wear to school every day. Big-breasted brunette schoolgirls. That couldn't be a coincidence, could it, little boy? It couldn't be a coincidence that you like big sister incest porn with girls who look a lot like your own big sister. So, I think your third secret is you wanna fuck me. Oh my God. You should see the look on your face right now. It's so precious. I'm only messing with you, little brother. I'm not mad or anything. It's so obvious that you've had a crush on me forever. Mom and I even joke about it behind your back. I just didn't know how serious it was. I had no idea that you got off to porn with girls who look like me. But really, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Not to brag or anything, but I am a pretty girl. I was blessed with these enormous tits, and most guys have trouble not gaping at them. It was really only a matter of time before you noticed them too. Because you have a hot, big-breasted girl in the room next door, so that must be an endless source of jerk material for a young boy just discovering his sexuality. And don't worry, little brother. I'm not gonna tell Mom or anything. It's fine that you have a crush on me, and I really don't mind that you fantasize about me sexually. If you think about it, it totally makes sense. You're obviously ashamed of having a little penis, and the thought of ever showing it to a girl for the first time is scary. I mean, she might laugh at you, she might reject you, but if you showed it to your own sister, she might laugh at you or reject you, but deep down, you know, she still loves you, and she wouldn't ever do anything to hurt you. So having sex with me would be, like, safe for you. I'm somebody you're comfortable with, someone familiar, and someone you already love. Honestly, I'm even a little flattered that you think of me while you masturbate. It's nice knowing that my little brother has good taste in women. Just do me a favor, okay? Don't let any of this get in the way of you trying to find a girlfriend or a real sex life when you're old enough. I don't want you to waste away into adult virginity because your big sister gave you permission to fantasize about her. And for your own sake, get rid of all of this incest porn. If Mom ever finds that, your life will be miserable until you move out on your own. And I think I know a way that you can still jerk that little dick without using porn. If you want, I would be willing to help you out. I don't mean having sex with you. Obviously, we can't do that. It would be real incest and not just a fantasy at that point. But I'm willing to show you my body and let you jerk yourself off while I'm here with you. Yes. Yes, little brother, I'm serious. You're special to me, and I want to help you out with this. You're luckier than you think in having me for a sister, really. Not only am I gorgeous and have these amazing tits, but I'm also open-minded about sex. I don't see anything wrong with you looking at me. At least you wouldn't be using porn. Wouldn't a real woman be sexier than images on a computer screen? Of course it would. Now, it's getting late and you need to get some sleep soon, but if you're horny right now, I can stay for a few minutes so you can jerk off. Would you like that, little brother? Okay, good. Now, take off your underwear, and I'll take off this t-shirt for you. Weren't you getting undressed? I thought you wanted to. Oh, I see. You're still shy about showing me your little penis. You silly boy. I told you I've already seen it. How can you still be shy? I'll tell you what. You lift your hips up a little bit and I'll slide your underwear off for you, okay? That's a good boy. I'll just slip them off and... There it is. My baby brother's tiny little penis. I'm sorry, little brother. You can't expect me to not tease you a little bit, but I'll stop if it bothers you. Now, start stroking yourself. I'll take off my top so you can see my tits. What do you think, little boy? Are they as big as you hoped they would be? Can you touch them? I don't know, that's not really what I had in mind, really. I don't really let guys touch my tits unless I've been with them for a while, but you are my little brother, and I did say I wanted to help you. I guess it wouldn't hurt for you to touch. Just touching. And be gentle, okay? That's right, little brother. Just cup them in your hands. Feel how heavy they are. That does feel good. It's been a while since someone touched me in this way. You can squeeze them too. Very gently. Oh, yes, good boy. Just like that. You should really start stroking yourself too, little brother. Remember, it's getting late. You don't want to take your hands off my tits, do you? They're just so big and full. And they must feel so good in your hands. Well, since I let you touch me, I guess I can touch you too. Is it okay if I stroke your little dick for you, baby brother? Yeah? Okay, I'll put my finger and thumb around the tip. Relax, little brother. Try not to jump like that. This is how you stroke it, right? Up and down with just the thumb and forefinger. Oh, you're so hard, little boy. How does it feel? Am I doing it right? You've got that same look on your face. That same one I saw when I caught you masturbating. Did you ever think about me doing this when you jerked off? Of course. What else did you think about? Kissing? You thought about us making out while I jerked you off? Do you think it would help if we did that right now? We don't have to, but if that's what you want, I'll do it. It's not like we haven't kissed each other before. And really, who's better than your own big sister to teach you how to make out? Stay relaxed, little brother. And part your lips slightly. That's a good boy. You really liked that, didn't you? I felt your little dick throb hard for a second. Right when I slipped my tongue into your mouth. I'm kinda surprised it didn't make you come. It's too bad you're my little brother. I've never stroked a guy for this long. Usually, when we've gotten this far into a relationship, I just stroke him long enough to get hard and then move along to a blowjob. I know you guys love having your dick sucked, and it feels a lot better to come into a loving mouth than a girl's hand. And I can't imagine how much better it would be for you than any of my old boyfriends, getting your little dick sucked by the girl of your dreams. Your own big sister. It would be a fantasy come true, wouldn't it? But you are my little brother, and I could never actually do that to you. It would be borderline incest, and I just don't feel comfortable performing a sexual favor for my own little brother. It would feel like I was being used for your sexual gratification. It's one thing to help you jerk off or help you come, but it's just that blowjobs are a big deal for me. It's so intimate, I guess. If I were to suck you off, it wouldn't be just a sex thing. It would have to be because we were really in love with each other. And your fantasies are just about sex, right? I know you love me and everything, but this is all about sexual pleasure for you, isn't it? A way to get your rocks off. You're not actually in love with your own big sister, are you? Oh my god. Are you serious? Are you really in love with me, little brother? That's so sweet. I had no idea you felt that way. I know we're closer than most siblings are, but I didn't think you actually wanted to be with me. Like a girlfriend. But you're really special to me. And I do love you. I love you so very much. I never thought about it in that way, though, but I've also had so much bad luck with boyfriends that I really don't know what real romantic love is supposed to feel like. But right now, it just seems like it would be so easy to actually fall in love with you. I feel so much closer to you than I ever have before. Closer than I've ever felt to any guy. And that sweet look of adoration in your eyes, it just makes me want to give in and do something for you. Something to help us figure out if this could be true love. I can't believe I just said that. Or that I'm even considering whether I'm in love with my baby brother. What if I am in love with you? What would happen if we acted on these feelings? You know what that would mean, don't you? It means that we might eventually make love to each other. We might actually have sex. That's real incest. And if we did that, oh, wow, that's almost too dangerous to think about. And maybe we shouldn't think about it tonight. Maybe I should just make you come so we can go both get in bed and just think. And then we can talk about it with clear heads in the morning. Gosh. You must be so desperate to come right now. Your aching little dick needs some relief, and I want to do something special for you. It's probably way too intimate considering all the emotions we're going through, but I want to show you that I am just as serious about this as you are. I want to suck your little dick. I want you to come in my mouth. I want to be the girl who gives you your first blowjob, and I want you to remember this night for the rest of your life, no matter what else happens between us. This could be the beginning of something that lasts for decades, and I want it to be special. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm really gonna suck my little brother's dick. How does that feel, baby brother? My lips slowly sucking at your little penis while I tease you with my tongue. I'm gonna suck you nice and slow, so don't come too fast. Try to last as long as you can. Okay. You're really lucky to have a sister like me. Most boys can only dream about having their dicks sucked by their sisters. But you get to have the real thing. A real incest blowjob from a big sister who actually loves you. You like that, don't you, little boy? I can feel your dick twitching. Are you about to come? Try to hold out a little longer. You're doing great, baby brother. I love you so much. No, little brother, keep your eyes open. I love you, and I want you to experience all of this. I can feel you throbbing. You're gonna come for me. Give it to me, little boy. Come hard in your big sister's mouth. mouth is all that virgin cum. Oh, your cum tastes really good, by the way. Look, it's still oozing from the tip. That's a lot of cum for such a little penis. I feel like that was a lot more than what I saw you shoot that night I caught you jerking off. And your little dick is still rock hard, too. I can't believe it. Even after a blowjob from your own big sister, your tiny virgin penis still isn't satisfied. You'll probably wear me out if we do ever have sex. Oh God, why do I keep talking about us having sex? Those thoughts just won't get out of my mind. This is the absolute worst time to think about that. You're obviously still horny and my emotions are all over the place. But I can't let these ideas go. Thinking about how it would feel to slip your tiny penis inside me. To slip my tongue into your mouth as soon as I feel your dick spread a creamy load into my tight pussy. I should go to my own bedroom right now before we do something crazy. If we cross that line tonight, well, we're so... What do you think, little brother? We shouldn't do it tonight, right? We shouldn't actually have sex. Of course, I want to, but it's such a big step. The first time always is, and it's even bigger between us because you're my brother, and I'd be taking your virginity. And it'd be real, real incest. We can explain away everything we've done as youthful curiosity and impetuousness, but all we've done is make out and I gave you oral sex. None of that is a very big deal. But if we make love, if I put your little dick into my pussy and you come deep inside me, that's the real thing, little brother. We'd be breaking a taboo that it can't be undone. Is that something you really want? Are you prepared for what that would mean? I know it would feel amazing in the moment, but nothing will ever be the same between us again. Make sure you're ready to make that kind of commitment to our relationship before you make a decision. Well, if you're sure, then I need to kiss you again. I've never felt so in love with anyone as I do right now. I love you, little brother, and I want this so bad. On top of you. Oh, it's okay, little boy. You don't need to do anything. Just stay relaxed and let your big sister guide you. No, you don't need a condom. I would never ask you to wear a condom. I love you too much. Incest, and it's special. I don't want anything. Anything coming between your sweet little dick and my velvety warm pussy. Are you ready for this? We're so close, so stay calm. Kiss me again. It's happening, little boy. You're about to make love to your big sister. Do you feel that? I'm pressing the tip of your little dick against my warm, wet pussy. No, I'm slowly, slowly lowering myself down and taking your sweet, tiny virgin dick all the way inside me. Oh, God. There you go, baby brother. It's happening. You're making love to your big sister. Just like you've always wanted. Oh, my tight, forbidden pussy is wrapped around your tiny cock, and I'm fucking you slowly, gently, so you can feel how much I love you, because I do love you, little brother. I've loved you more than all you've ever known. I'm so glad that your first time is with me. That I get to take your virginity. I've always wanted to be someone's first. Someone I love deeply. Your perfect little brother. You're exactly who I wanted. Oh, yes. And your little penis is so perfect, too. I've never felt anything like this. It's like we were made to fit together like a hand in a glove. The longer we go, the tighter I get. Does it feel good for you, little boy, being inside my pussy? I love you too. I love you too, little brother. I'll always love you. Oh, yeah, it feels so good. Fuck me, baby brother. I want to feel you come inside me. No, do it slowly. Meet my thrust as I ride you. Oh, yes, little boy. Just like that. Oh, God, I love you so much. Make love to me, sweet pussy. Oh, God, brother. I can't believe you're lasting so long. I never thought your tiny dick could go. Oh, fuck. Oh, wait, don't move. Oh, what? Oh, my God. Are you coming again? Oh. I can feel your little dick twitching inside me. You're coming in your big sister. Oh, little boy, I can feel. You're such a good little boy. That was lovely. And you're so sweet. I just made love to the boy I love. My sweet little brother. My soulmate. Oh. And I promise, this won't be the last time we make love. We've got a whole week in a house to ourselves, and I plan on spending as much time as possible with this beautiful small penis inside me. And I'm gonna suck your tiny dick every day too. If we're gonna be together, we'll need to improve your stamina, so you can expect multiple daily blowjobs until you can withstand my loving tongue for at least 20 minutes. And when Mom does get home from her trip, I'll be sure that we can keep this going. I'll sneak you into my bed every night, just so we can make love a few times and fall asleep in each other's arms. Which is exactly what I think we should do right now. So lay your head against my tits and close those tired eyes. I'll keep stroking your little cock until you drift off. I'm so glad that you're so into incest, little brother. If not,